Mishnah Yemis for Tuesday, the 23rd day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah continues from the previous one, talking about tzoin, flock, sheep, which cause damage through the shein or regel, by either consuming someone's produce or trampling on it. Hinicha Bachama. A person puts his sheep in the hot sun, in a place where the sun is disturbing it, even though he closed the door of the pen quite properly. But the sheep broke out because of the heat, because of the distress of the sun. Or the owner, the sheep owner, handed over the control or the guardianship to a person who is not of sound mind, either deaf-mute or a shoita or a minor. And the animal got out and caused damage, either through shen or regel. Chayav, the owner of the sheep is liable for damages. Why? Because that's called pashia. That's called negligence. Mesorah l'roya. What happens if a person, the owner, sheep owner, gave it over to a roya, a shepherd, to take care of it? Nichnas l'roya tachtav. Now the shepherd assumes responsibility instead of the owner. And he'll be chayv. Now the Gemara explains, we're not talking here about when the owner of a sheep handed over to any shepherd. Because we've already learned that already. A person who hands over the ox to a shemachinom, to a person who, an unpaid guardian, or to a shoyel, one who borrows. We've already learned that any of the four guardians will take or assume responsibility instead of the owners. Rather, what the Mishnah is telling us here is that the shepherd gave over the flock to another shepherd instead of him. So the original, the first shepherd, gave over the sheep to another shepherd to guard. Now, and that's quite common to have a more senior shepherd to give, who takes care of animals from various owners, and he has students who are shepherds that work under him, and he hands them the animals, and they go out and graze the animals in forests and other places. And what our Mishnah is telling us here is that even though normally the halacha is that if you give something to guard to a shomer, and that shomer gives it to another shomer, that shomer is responsible, the first shomer, because he has no right to give it to normally to another shomer, to another guardian, because if I'm the owner and I give it to a guardian, I expect him to guard it, not to give someone else. But it's different with sheep. With sheep, we say that because everybody knows that there is a concept of a senior shepherd giving control, handing it over to someone under them, to his underlings, therefore it's understood that when you give it over to a roya, that it's going to happen, that he's going to give it to other shepherds instead of him, and therefore that first shepherd is not going to be guilty. It'll be the second shepherd that will assume responsibility. Nofla lagina. What happens if a person's sheep fell into the garden by accident? It slipped on something in the public domain in Rosh Hasharabim, which happened to be a bit higher, than the garden, and it fell from the road into the garden, someone's garden. Bananas. And then the animal had a good feed afterwards from the vegetables it fell on. Meshalemes mashananes. Then the owner will only have to pay what benefit the owner gained by the animal eating. So let's say he would have saved a breakfast for this animal for a daily feed of this animal. If he would have fed it barley, he would have cost him maybe $50 of barley, even though the actual produce or the vegetables he damaged was $100, was twice as much. Doesn't matter. He only has to pay for $50 for what the owner benefited by the fact that the animal ate the other person's produce. It's a much lesser payment, and that's because it was an onus. That's because it was accident, no negligence on behalf of the animal's owner, but he still has to pay at least what he benefited rather than the damage that he caused. Yoda kedarga. But if the animal went down in the normal way into the garden, the hezika, and caused damage by eating, or the produce, or trampling on the produce, that's different. Mishalemes mashizika. Then the owner has to pay for the damage caused. Ketzad mishalemes mashizika asks the Mishnah, how do you value what the damage is? How was that was caused by the animal eating a bit of vegetables, let's say, or a row of vegetables? Shomim beis arba eisa sada. What we do is, rather than working out how much the bed of vegetables would be worth in its own right, and that would be worth a lot more than the method the Mishnah suggests, rather than doing that, what we do is shomim beis arba eisa sada. What we do is we evaluate and work out what would be the cost of a whole beis sada of that field. In other words, a base size, an area where you can sow a saw of produce, which is an area of 50 by 50 amas, 2,500 square amas. How much would such a field be worth, a base of a size of a base saw? Kamahoisa yafa, how much it would be worth before the person's sheep ate the other fellow's bed of vegetables? Vachama yafa, and how much would it now fetch? Would this field that would be a base saw fetch without that bed of vegetables? And that difference is what the mazik has to pay, is what the owner of the sheep has to pay. And that usually works out to be quite a bit less than the actual value of the vegetables, of the vegetable patch itself. Because usually if a person was to offer money to buy someone's basar, he would ask for a discount because one of the rows was eaten, but that discount would not be the same as the price of the vegetable patch in its own right. How do we know this, that you apply this lesser amount? It's because it says, the Gemara learns it out of the Pasuk, the uvier bisidei acher, and it consumes in a sedei acher, in a field of someone else's field. But the Gemara makes a drosha out of this and says, you want to work out what the value is, or how to calculate the damage? Look sedei acher, work out how much the damage would be in respect of another field, in respect of a sedei acher, of a larger field. And that's how you would do it. This is how Rashi and Bartanura learn Pshat. There is another way of learning it, the Gemara brings, but this is the way Rashi and the Rav learn, according to the Gemara, according to one opinion of the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. Ochel peres gemurim. If the animal had eaten completely ripe fruits that were already fully ripe, then mishalem peres gemurim. Then the owner of the sheep has to pay the value of full fruits. No discount offered then. It's the full value of what that bed of vegetables or those fruits were worth in their own right. Im sa'a, im sa'a. If it ate a sa'a of fruit, then it'll pay. Then the owner has to pay for a sa'a of fruit. If it's two sa'a, you pay two sa'a. We don't use this cheaper method of valuing the fruits by comparing a field with it or without it. We don't do. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the only time we do that, that we look at the price of the field without that bed and with that bed and make the comparison, is if the fruits are not yet ripe and they still require nourishment from the soil, from the field. Then we apply that principle of using a comparison with or without that row of vegetables. But where the fruits or the vegetables are already completely ripe, they don't need the nourishment of the ground anymore, even if they haven't been yet detached from the ground, we still value them in their own right. And the halacha is exactly that way. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel. Hamagdish b'soich sada shel chaveiro shel abishus. The person who makes a haystack, he stacks his produce, his produce. He makes a whole stack of it in the field of his friend without asking permission. Vachalasan behamta shabala sada. And the animal's owner, the bala sada, the field owner, had his animal come along, or the animal came along and consumed it. Saw this nice bunch of this whole pile of wheat or barley, and said, "Oh, this is great," and started eating it. Potter, the owner of the field, is exempt because he can say to the person who piled up produce in his own property, "What did you pile your produce in my resource for? I didn't know about that. You had no permission to do that." The imhuska bahan. Not only that, but if the animal of the owner of the field slipped and had an injury, suffered damage because of the person's stack of produce that was in the field, bala gadashchayv, then the owner of that stack of produce will be obliged to pay, will be liable for damages. And that's because even in a field that doesn't have a fence around it, you've got to ask permission from the owner. Vim higdish birshus. If, however, he made the stack of produce in the field of his friend with permission, and then the friend's animal ate it up, then the owner of the field is chayv to pay the damage. Now the Gemara explains here, we're talking about a case of a large area, a bika, as we call it, where all the field owners would make their produce stack, the stacks of produce in one field, and they would tend to appoint a guardian, and that guardian would be watching over all the stacks of produce. And since the shomer, we're talking about a case, the shomer here, the guardian, gave permission for this fellow to put his stack there, therefore it's tantamount to saying, put your stack here, I'll take care of it, like I do with the rest of it. And even if he didn't say that, it's as good as saying it, because that's what his job is. He's a shomer. And in this situation, even Rabbi Uranossi, who argued earlier on in Parak Hay, in the fifth parak, and he held that a balabais, a house owner, is not liable until he expressly states, I assume a responsibility to guard your animal or you guard your produce. Even he will agree that here, a shomer is chayv, a guardian is chayv, if the animal the balas sort of ate from the stack of produce. And even though it uses the word bal hasoda, it says the owner of the field is chayv, it really means the guardian of all the stacks of grain in that field. Either that, or maybe it could be even a balasoda, the owner of the field, if the owner of the field expressly took upon himself the responsibility of guarding the stacks of produce.